It's the Menards Film Room on Vikings Game Plan. Happy Sunday. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former coach and player for the Vikings. I'm Paul Allen. We're going to take a look at some exclusive All-22 film. We'll begin with the New York Jets, and we will begin with former Viking Percy Harvin. Just quickly, you called all of Percy Harvin's games when he played here. What do you remember about Percy on the field?
I think that thing that stands out the most is just how physical of a wide receiver he is, how tough he is, and his ability to make people miss after the catch or after the handoff. And then, again, he was as good of a running back as I think as he was a wide receiver. So he's a dual threat, no question.
Now, Percy's had some nondescript games since getting moved from the Champions to the New York Jets. When it comes to a game like this, granted with a completely different coaching staff, Mike Zimmer, Norv Turner, and so on, do you think Rex Ryan and or Percy Harvin would want to put Percy in a position to have a big game against his former team because that's what they're into?
I mean, I think that's part of it. I think for Percy, it's definitely going to be motivating. The problem that the Jets have right now is they're pretty darn one-dimensional on offense. They're handing the ball off, and that's about all they're doing well. So those challenges are going to precede wanting to get the ball to Percy in his home field.
And the running game has been extremely good of late. We'll take a peek at some Jets film, including a player named Sheldon Richardson, who's fantastic. But let's begin in the Menards Film Room with Percy Harvin.
One of the things you're going to notice right away is, again, we've seen this throughout the season, but again, another bunch formation. We have three receivers, whether it be tight ends or wide receivers here. Percy's on the outside, and with any reverse, it's going to start with a misdirection. So they're going to fake the toss so that these guys up front are going to think that this ball is coming this way, and you can see Percy going opposite of the grain. Now, the one thing that you'll notice that's outstanding with Percy Harvin is that Pittsburgh Steelers really have two guys right here. No one has this gap in between, so you almost have two guys out here for contain. And when you have a guy with a skill set like Percy, what makes him so dangerous is they have a guy right here to make the play, but Percy has the speed and the explosion to get around it. And you get a little bit better. If you get a little better block up here on the outside, you have a lot more green ahead. So they made him at least slow him down enough to get him to the pursuit, getting the first down.
Minnesotan Eric Decker.
Yeah, you'd like to see Eric Decker get a little bit more of him, and you know, you gotta be easy on the back. But these wide receivers are doing a lot of run blocking, unfortunately for them. So one of the better sides, or one of the surprises for them, is this guy right here, Sheldon Richardson. He was drafted the same year as Sharif Floyd, just a little bit before. But you see right here that power. I mean, you look at the offensive line of Buffalo. Everybody is at this level, and he's going this way. This is the kind of stuff that you can't teach. It's hard to coach. Either you have it or you're not. But this kid plays with so much leverage.
Wow.
And then not only is he able to get the penetration, but he's able to come off and make a tackle on a running back. And you'll see it even better on the back angle. This is just one-on-one, him getting inside, locking those arms out, keeping those feet moving, coming off, and boom, making the tackle. So just the amount of power that he has is exceptional. Now, fast forward, you talk about power. Now we get to the quickness side. Here he is again, right here, one-on-one with the center, which we'll see. I mean, you know, you'll have plenty of opportunities to get one-on-one. But he goes from the power to the swim move, able to get that arm to the back of the offensive lineman. That's the key on a swim move. You don't want to expose your chest. You want to get this arm back of the center and then get this leg through so he can't come back and block. Right there, he's got him beat, makes the back cut back. Boom, make the tackle.
And if you can go back, you know what's good for them with Sheldon Richardson, second-year guy? This guy is Muhammad Wilkerson, one of the great defensive linemen in the NFL. You'll see he gets the double and probably a little help here, which means he's singled up a lot of the game, right?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I mean, with this type of zone style up front, you're counting on that one-on-one blocking, trying to open up something back here on the cutback lane. You can see this lane starting to form. They've got it kind of where they want it, but it gets cut off at the pass by Sheldon. So the personnel, again, we're seeing two examples of personnel being outstanding, personnel being able to beat people one-on-one. Now, this is one of the things that the Jets are struggling. It's their pass protection. You have basic three deep. And we talk about three deep. You have a deep third, just like this, and then you'll have four guys underneath.
So he's basically 30 yards from the quarterback. Is that too far?
Well, depending on who this is down here, he's kind of disguising, giving it a little bit of a look, but he'll eventually work his way out here.
Yeah.
They may have some kind of a bracket situation going down here on the wide receiver. But what you're seeing, and this is Calvin Pace right here, so you're seeing a defensive lineman that goes to linebacker. We talk about those concepts with Anthony Barr in the passing game. He is so low in the zone, what ends up happening is they're faking this bootleg. this receiver is making it look like a bootleg. There's boot action here. This linebacker anticipating him going this way, but what he'll do is stop, pivot, and work back to the opposite flat.
That's exotic.
Yeah, it's a little different. And, again, Calvin Pace, he should be the only guy that can stop this is if he plays this deep to short and works his way back up to the running back. But he's not there. So it's a little sloppiness in the zones that are allowing a lot of things underneath to be open for the New York Jets.
That's Landry, a nice rookie from LSU. Absolutely. Who on the Vikings can run all that fake boot and stuff like that?
Well, I think we could see more of that out of the tight ends. I think Kyle Rudolph would be the ultimate guy that you'd want to run that exact same route because you can do that from him flexed out a little bit or even from the tight end position. Now, I had to put this in there. It's one good play from a week ago.
Sweet.
This is Teddy Bridgewater. And I love the way I love about this play is we've seen so many of these quick throws outside. And again, you see the receiver make this little quick, it's just the quick hitch type thing. These guys don't know, fakes them out, boom, and goes deep. So it's kind of a play off of a play. You're setting them up. And you have man underneath, all man underneath, five man, you have one man rush. So you have one-on-ones all the way across, protection is good. And then you have a little separation, and this ball,
that's
boom,
a good pass.
Caught in stride because this safety's on his way to get over there. So that was just a nice deep ball by Teddy that he threw. Those are one of our concerns with seeing him grow and develop. Got it done here, about a good, nice 25-yard throw in the air. So it wasn't a strong-arm throw. It's a touch throw. He got it done.